This segment of the Avaya Podcast Network is sponsored by CashFly. Deliver content fast with CashFly. Visit CACHEFLY.com to learn more. This is the Avaya Podcast Network, APN. Technology, news, and information. All in one place.
Hey Avaya, WTF. It's the E911 Talk Podcast, episode 157, recorded Saturday, August 10th, 2013.
Welcome to this edition of E911 Talk with your host, Mark Fletcher, product line manager for emergency services at Avaya. Now here's Fletch.
Next generation 911 is quickly becoming more and more of a reality in the public safety world each and every day. And many of the industry technology partners are saying, hey Avaya, WTF. You know, what are the facts? A few weeks back, my colleague Guy Clinch mentioned in his Avaya Connected blog that there were some folks out there that were spreading rumors that Avaya was exiting the public safety business. Now, while this is no way true whatsoever, the rumor has persisted, and there's still a few jilted lovers out there that are trying to capitalize on it. Fortunately, Avaya operates in a true open ecosystem, and we have nothing to hide in our solutions and integration. On the other hand, there are plenty of wannabe folks out there that are banking on cops being cops and not IT folks. But treating the public safety IT professional like an unknowing teenager going to the mechanic for the first time is a very dangerous game to play. Sounds like you got a Sperry shaft going bad there, and I'd get that replaced before it affects the Springer valve and forces you to replace the whole hydraulic leasing system. Good thing I could do that for you for about $1,500. Cash, of course. That's just lipstick on the pig. There's always been a fair level of mystique around emergency networks, but their operation is actually quite simplistic. Generation X has grown up around the internet and understands technology much better than the baby boomers. This is why RFAI never really took off for next generation 911. All it did was deliver yesterday's outdated Annie-Alley over an IP interface. Certainly not much value there, just like you haven't seen too many rotary dial IP phones. Over the years that Avaya has been involved in public safety, both at the Nortel and the Avaya side of the house, one of the main FUD points, you know, fear, uncertainty, and doubt, used by the competition was you don't want a commercial call center answering critical life safety communications. Hey, that stuff's great if you're selling insurance policies online, but we're talking about people's lives here. Well, that's absolutely true, at least the part that says we're talking about people's lives here. You see, Avaya has been at the heart of the contact center business for decades, since its inception really, and in fact has been the primary developers of many of the current workforce optimization enhancements being deployed today. We took call centers and turned them into contact centers by adding in database integration. We took those and made them collaboration centers, bringing in multimedia and real-time communications. We've taken the world's largest, most critical networks, hardened them, flattened them, and then delivered resilient and reliable communications well beyond the five nines demanded by many. Adding in multimedia communications like video, text, and speech analytics have taken these high-volume collaboration environments to the next level. So while the legacy public safety vendors try to figure all of that out, Avaya has been quietly tweaking its existing capabilities to improve the workflow of public safety critical communications. I'll be the first to agree that typical call center telephone calls are about account balance inquiries and package delivery expectations, or frequent flyer bonus mile programs, and that they're nowhere near as critical as someone having a heart attack or reporting their home is on fire. But at the same time, Avaya Solutions understand how to deal with these mass call events that often cripple the existing 911 network because of its poor point-to-point design. Utilizing advanced analytics of the additional data and contextual information delivered with the caller, intelligent routing choices can now be made utilizing the resources available in the network. Precious seconds previously wasted making routing and resource decisions manually will become a thing of the past, and the exact reason why a hardened communications infrastructure is absolutely critical at the core of any life safety communications network. It all comes down to horsepower. In the communications world, we measure a system's functionality or horsepower with a rating called BHCC, or busy hour call completion. This is simply a measurement of how many calls a system can handle, assuming unlimited trunking, from a processor perspective. During the years of the PBX wars, a system's BHCC was touted like a professional wrestler shows off his championship belt prior to a match. As systems grew in size, Avaya and Nortel used to slug it out each and every year, trying to bump that number as high as it would go. Last I checked, the BHCC rating was an amazing 400,000. So why is that important to public safety? Well, that's a simple question to answer, and a statistic you won't find published by others. You see, the latest trend in what I categorize as boutique PSAP providers is to include in their own solution a small IP-based PBX handling the call processing. Now, primarily this is done for two reasons, cost and physical footprint. From a cost perspective, anybody can download the Asterisk IPPBX or one of its derivatives. It's available for free on the internet, and it actually performs quite a few advanced telephony functions. But that's not what worries me. My concern is that, since it is open source code, every hacker on the planet can also have this same software on their laptop, and in their labs, and on the top of their list of sites that they want to try to penetrate. Also, if you can even find it, the BHCC rating is measured at about 100. Not 100,000, 100. Now compare that to a resilient and reliable call processing platform that measures 400,000 BHCC. That's a huge difference, and one that I don't think you should ignore. So with that, I'll turn the question around to those in the industry that are slinging FUD. Would you want an open source software that's been around for more than a decade in the hacker community, running the middle core network of your emergency communication system? Would you want that system to drop to its knees with as little as 100 simultaneous calls being pumped into it? I don't think so. Given the recent headlines where 911 systems have been failing and offline recently, I would think that most legislators and voters would have a slight problem with that. To compound that problem, vendors are not able to hide behind the veil of secrecy. You see, tomorrow's next-generation emergency communication systems will have to be connected intelligently to the public network in order to retrieve all of this multimedia-rich information that will be coming down the pipe. Consolidation is nothing to be feared. Emergency communications topologies are going to radically change with the deployment of next-generation 911 networks. One major change that will happen that is terrifying to many network administrators is the dreaded consolidation of their networks. Typically, that gets people running for the hills, collecting ammunition for their shotguns, digging trenches, and hunkering down for a long, dragged-out fight. However, in public safety, consolidation can actually be a very good thing. When disaster hits, it'll typically always be larger than what you can handle. And whether you have to bring in additional personnel from home, call them in off patrol on the streets, or utilize the services of other agencies that are close by to you, you have a problem with communication over disparate systems, accountability, and a network nightmare to try to manage. Since the early 1980s, the internet has existed and has been open for nearly everyone to connect with everyone else. Now, while we all started off with just a few emails a day, we quickly became immersed in our communications and added in new modalities such as instant messaging, video conferencing, and every other peer-to-peer communication session that you can think of. From a networking perspective, the core companies of Avaya and Nortel pretty much built the internet backbone. It's a technology that's directly in our wheelhouse, and we lead the industry in thought leadership and new technologies like shortest path bridging. In fact, during the world's largest temporary networking event, Interop, in Las Vegas, the Interop Net Core was running on Avaya gear. But it's a lot more than what's just in the back room. Sure, Interop was cool and the Avaya network operated flawlessly under real-time communications environments and conditions, but the 911 center of the future is going to take much more diligent call handling, or what I call skills-based routing, to effectively deal with the traffic coming into that system. Now, most centers don't have this problem today, as the typical emergency call center is only 2 to 4 positions, about 80% of them in fact. In the small environments, you don't have to have the large mass of call takers with specific capabilities. In a small center, it's just you and a couple of other people. Hey Susan, grab the stolen bicycle report on line 2. I've got a medical dispatch, I've got to give to Barbara, and I've got an active shooter call. You see, next generation 911 is much more than texting to 911 and getting that message to the dispatcher. It's about upgrading and advancing the public safety network so that virtual consolidations can happen at a moment's notice based on dynamic events and needs. It's about taking the intelligence available in the network, as well as from the origination points, and using that big data to make intelligent call handling decisions. One of the best examples that I can give, and one that was acknowledged by FCC Commissioner Ajit Pai during the FCC Superstorm Sandy hearings in New Jersey and New York City, is that while calls to 911 were failing, as the system quickly became overloaded, you could pick up the very same telephone and reach the airlines to check on your flight status, as well as available options. Why? Because of intelligent routing in that network. It's a lot more than answering your call in the exact order that it was received. It's about providing situational awareness at multiple levels. It's about using the situational awareness to make either automated or manually assisted decisions when there's too much data to process mentally. It's why we design computers to begin with. Not to replace us, but to enhance us and our decision-making capabilities. That's what Next Generation 911 is really about. This segment of E911 Talk was brought to you by the Avaya Podcast Network. Executive Director, Danielle Pieretti. Producer and LATAM Correspondent, Guadalupe Ugini. APN's Guy on the Street, Guy Clinch. APN LATAM Correspondent, Gabriel Gomez. APN Legal Correspondent, Martha Beyer. And of course, the APN Voice Dude, Spider Harrison. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at @Avaya_APN and check out our new landing page, avaya.com/APN, where you can find all of our episodes and event coverage. For the Avaya Podcast Network, this is Fletch saying take care, and we'll talk to you next time.
You're listening to APN, the Avaya Podcast Network. Find us on the web at avaya.com/APN.